Call it dish tab.
Mm, okay. What would you call that little square of terry cloth that you use to bathe your face with?
Washcloth.
Okay. And... I'm not sure. What would, people who used to buy a whole lot of flour used to buy, you know, buy a big wooden thing, and you call that a, what?
It's a way back counter. I just have to remember what Mama them said. I think it's called a flour barrel.
Okay. If you bought a whole bunch of nails, what would you buy nails? What would they come in?
It'd be a keg.
Okay. If I ask you this question, I can't remember if I asked you this one or not. That thing where the water comes out in the kitchen? You go in and turn on your...
Well, we call it a water faucet.
Okay.
This time.
Okay, but it was out in the back.
Go ahead.
Did I ask you that? Did I ask you this question?
I didn't understand the question.
If
it's out in the back.
Yeah, if it's out in the backyard, like where you hook up the hose, what would you call it then?
Where you hook up the hose?
Yeah, and you turn the water on. What do you call that?
I can't
think
now.
Okay. What if it was on like a water barrel, like they used to take water out?
Well, I just always call them faucets.
Okay.
Just faucets. Either wherever they might be located.
Okay. Did you ever have, if it ever got down, you know, below 32 degrees or whatever at night, did you ever have anything bad happen to your water pipes?
Well, occasionally, sometimes they would freeze, you know, and burst. That's about all I could
say. Yeah, did you ever have that happen?
I think they have.
We've been lucky. We've never had that happen yet.
Well.
Did you ever have to wrap them up or anything like that to keep that from happening? No?
No.
You must be just far enough south.
Well, now, last winter was a tricky winter, and you had to... It got sneaky, slipped up on us, and dropped down 12 degrees. We slowed down about 20.
Yeah, oh, I remember that.
You know, they mispredicted it.
Yeah, I remember that.
So this year, I'm going to predict it lower than what it is, and try to save all my stuff and get damaged.
Uh-huh. Well,
I got to protect my potatoes. See, they got chilled, and I lost about 50 bushel or more.
Oh, really? Do you
have
to cut them up or what?
I've got them they're built into my house where I keep them warm by the heat from the house. I'm in my house.
You keep them in like a shed or something?
Well, they're in a room, in an airtight room.
Huh.
And, of course, I've got two kinds of heat. I've got electric or kerosene.
Uh-huh.
You know, when you lose about 100 bushel of potatoes, you know you've lost hundreds of dollars, but my electric bill run 24 hours a day wouldn't cost that much for 6 months.
Yeah.
So, you know, you got to spend a little to save a little. So I'm living well enough to keep the heat. I'm going to stop taking chances. When they predict it down to 20, I'm going to say 15 and keep my house warm.
Yeah, I think I would too. What if molasses used to come in when they buy it in a fairly large quantity?
Called it a case.
Okay.
Case.
Okay, what about lard?
Mm.
What'd you buy that in?
Well, gallon buckets for one thing.
Oh, yeah?
But that's, can't remember any other title of that.
My husband will be coming back in about half an hour.
I hope he's not lost from here.
He probably is, but...
Does he know the name of the street?
Yeah, he's got the address written in.
Did I give you the wrong address? Did I say 104? It's 114.
You said...
And I scared me. When you hung up, I was too late to correct it.
Well, you know what you did, I guess, is the first time you must have said 104, because I had it written down, and then later you said 114.
Did I?
And I said, well, did you say 114?
I heard you. Yeah, I remember that.